This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. You know, I try to interview people with prophetic voices and insights into what God is doing. And today, my guest is Jeremiah Johnson, who I have done some podcasts with before, and he just recently posted something on Facebook that in the first 24 hours had 20,000 shares, which is an incredible number. We're publishing it on our Charisma News site, and I wanted to do a podcast with him to hear about this dream that he just got a couple of days ago. You are not going to want to miss this, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone. I am so honored to talk to Jeremiah Johnson. I've done two podcasts with him before, over 100,000 downloads with the two of them together. He is the head of Jeremiah Johnson Ministries. He's located right now in my hometown of Lakeland, Florida, but I understand that you're moving your ministry, kind of a traveling prophetic ministry, up to Charlotte. So this is a major move for you. You've been a church planner. I've been watching your career in ministry over the last few years, and I'm just, you know, so impressed with the clarity of what you have to say. So, you know, let's just jump right into it and talk about this urgent prophetic alert and warning that you actually released on June 1st and a dream that you had on May 30th. So why don't you tell us about this? People will, of course, be able to read it in other settings, but I'd like you to just articulate what you feel God is saying and also tell us a little bit of the background.
Yes, Stephen, thank you so much for having me on the podcast today. It's an honor to be back with you. You know, I have had such a tremendous burden through the coronavirus epidemic, and now, you know, witnessing the George Floyd, you know, being murdered by the officer, and just the outrage by the African-American community, highlighting police brutality, and obviously want to, you know, just be a voice in support of our officers, of our government, of really any issue. My stance is right and wrong is wrong, but God is really highlighting issues in our culture. And so as we came through the pandemic, and obviously we're still in it, but we're right in the middle of these uprisings, the riots, the looting, I have had, Stephen, just such a burden in the place of prayer. I felt like I've been on the night watch for about the last 7 days. I've been unable to sleep. I've been up till 4 and 5 in the morning praying in my house. And on the night of May 30th, I was praying and pacing around 2 a.m., and a demonic entity appeared right before me in an open vision. And I have shared a lot of dreams prophetically at night while I was sleeping with the world, but I've not had an encounter like this, where I was awake in open vision. The last one I had was in 2015 in a foreign country, but this demonic entity had a very deep scar underneath its right eye, and it also had the ability to mutate or to change forms. And I'd watched this being morph several times in front of me, yet the gash below its right eye remained, and it pointed its finger right in my face and said, "I exist to deceive the whole world, just as there are forerunners in the kingdom of God that go before the Son of Man. So I am a forerunning spirit in the kingdom of darkness that has been sent before the coming of the man of lawlessness." And this entity said to me, "The scar underneath my right eye has come at the hands of the praying church, for many of them in this hour have begun to detect our true plans and purposes. And the three that it gave me was to disrupt systems to divert attention and to release chaos. And just for those who are listening on the podcast today, it's real important. I believe that God is wanting to expose the plans of the enemy. Again, so many people, whether it was through the pandemic, the virus, even some of what we're witnessing in cities, something does not feel right, like something is off. You talk to so many intercessors, prophetic people, it just feels like we're either not being given right information, there's some kind of deception, fabrication, something going on. And this demonic entity appeared to me and said, our purposes are to, number one, disrupt systems, number two, to divert attention, and then number three, to release chaos in the land. And Stephen, I can just tell you, in this encounter, 2 a.m. several nights ago, I mean, the hair on my body was standing straight up. I mean, it was just a tremendous encounter, but suddenly, I guess all I can say is the authority and the mind of Christ came upon me, and I stuck my finger right in this demon's face, and I said, who is the source behind your power and influence? And this demon began to laugh hysterically and said, the media. And I fixed my gaze on this thing, and I said, you devil that has come to deceive the whole world through the media and is being exposed right now, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to reveal your agenda. And so, again, if you're on the podcast, you're listening, I believe that God is wanting to release strategy and prophetic insight concerning the plans of the devil so that we know how to effectively pray in this hour and see victory in Christ. But when I said in the name of Jesus Christ, reveal your agenda, this demon manifested three different waves of a smell, like an odor that I smelled in my house. The first wave, I smelled fear. I saw the coronavirus spreading across the whole world and the spirit of fear attached to it. The second wave of stench that the demon manifested was hate. And I saw cities on fire and racism escalating. And then the third wave that came was greed. And it was actually the strongest of all the smells. And in that moment, by way of what I would just say was a Holy Spirit revelation, I understood that what we're witnessing in 2020, beyond a virus, beyond racism and police brutality, is actually a diabolical and sinister agenda called greed. And I believe the Lord began to show me that there's been a wave of fear that has come upon the earth through the virus. And now there's this wave of anger that we're seeing through riots and looting and on the streets. But Stephen, actually, what I believe God wants people to know is that the real culprit behind it all is greed. In other words, I believe that the world is being held hostage right now by demonic forces preparing the way for the man of lawlessness. There's so much deception being spread through the media that now we must understand that what we're seeing and hearing on the news and social media is actually a diversion from the real truth. So I feel like, and just I'll close here and give it back to you, and we can maybe talk a little bit about this, but I feel like the Lord is saying, for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, we must now begin to target our prayers on the spirit of greed and understand the fight is regarding finances. It's about the finances behind the virus, the finances behind the rioting and looting. It's about finances behind taking down President Trump. I believe that millions are being sold a false report. I believe that the African-American race and their justified pain is being preyed on by an agenda filled with greed. I believe that an agenda behind the virus and hopes to vaccinate and dominate, I believe it's greed. And it's like I'm seeing this now, Stephen, in a new light, that perhaps China, the WHO, George Soros, Bill Gates, if we follow the spirit of greed in this hour, it's not only going to expose the agenda behind the fear and hate, but it's going to lead us to the freedom that's only found in truth.
That's very well said. And I think it's great insight, especially what you say about the media. And of course, that's kind of personal to me because I trained to be a journalist. I consider myself a journalist still. But I fairly early decided I did not want to be in secular journalism, and of course have been a journalist for the body of Christ all these years. But I'm very well aware of just how wicked the media is, going all the way back to the 70s when I was, you know, a young journalist and just sort of figuring out what was going on. It seems to get worse and worse and worse. But underlying all this, you're absolutely right, is greed. The Bible calls it mammon. You know, which is a term meaning money. And you're right, it's underpins everything in our Western culture in some way. And so now that you've had this insight, and I know many Christians are very concerned, they're wanting to pray. How can people pray? How can we take spiritual authority? Because as Christians, we believe the greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. We believe that we have power in a spiritual sense over principalities and powers, that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, which a lot of Christians don't even acknowledge or think about. Or even if we understand the terms, I don't know that all of us even really understand our spiritual authority. So what advice can you give us to pray against this and see if we can't break it in the name of Jesus?
Yeah, you know, Stephen, I think that's a great question. You know, the Bible says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. And, you know, I've talked to so many prophets and leaders, and as I mentioned earlier, it's like we're witnessing the virus, we're witnessing the riots, and it's we're being given, you know, information in the natural, but so many that I talk to, it's like there's something's off. There's just this disturbance, if you will, in the spirit realm, that I believe through this encounter as a prophet of the Lord in this nation, God is trying to release clarity. He's trying to expose the plans of the devil. I believe that we have to know how to pray to get effective results. And so I want to encourage the listener, you know, going back to this demon, it said that the scar underneath its right eye had come at the hands of the praying church, who had begun to detect their true plans. And those plans were: one, to disrupt systems; two, to divert attention; and three, to release chaos. So I, for one, not only want to see a scar under the right eye, I want to see a scar under the left eye. And for this, for the demonic plans of the devil to be broken. But we've got to know the devil is trying to disrupt systems, to divert our attention. So there's a call to action and there's a call to pray here, I believe. And they're trying to release chaos. So as intercessors, as prophetic people, we've got to begin to pray. I sense, Stephen, that the Lord is calling some people like me to the night watch. I think for some of us, we've got to even begin to maybe stay up late at night and cover cities, cover our president, cover our businesses and our homes, and ask the Lord, Lord, what am I not seeing? I hear what they're saying, but what are you saying? So I think that there's strategy. And again, we're seeing some of the fear and seeing some of the hate. But really, God is saying it's actually the spirit of greed and mammon that's fueling it all. So I think that we can join together as the ecclesia and ask God to bring an exposing and to target these three areas. I think that that would really bring a great strength and encouragement to the body.
Well, it's important that leaders like you help us understand, because a lot of people just sort of feel powerless. That's probably an attack of the enemy, too, to blind us to the authority that we do have in Christ. And I'm just interested that as you have put out this prophetic word only 24 hours ago, you know, this dream, this open vision, I guess you called it, what kind of response have you gotten? And what do you see happening in the near future as Christians rise up and take our authority? Because it seems like we do this and things improve a little bit, and then something new that's even worse seems to come along.
Yes. You know, Stephen, the feedback that we've had has blown me away, because everyone is saying, I knew this, I didn't have the words for it, I couldn't articulate it, but now that you've had this encounter, it all makes sense. And so I feel that the feedback is the encounter is helping people to give them language to what it is. They felt like something was off. They felt like something wasn't right. So I think that the encounter, it has encouraged people. You know, I believe that God, through his Holy Spirit, he's releasing a fresh dimension of the ability to discern the strategies of the enemy, to declare the purposes and plans of heaven, God's pathway to victory. So those are a little bit of the feedback. Now, what I personally believe is coming, Stephen, what the Lord showed me, is that I still believe that there's more shaking that's coming. I saw it like a three-chord thing where we've seen the virus, we've seen the riots. I believe here shortly there's going to be storms. There's going to be several national events take place regarding the weather. The weather is going to prophesy to help wake up the church. So if I'm right, and obviously prophecy is up to judging and testing, I just believe we have to continue to buckle our seatbelts. We have to continue to ask God to expose the plans of the enemy. And remember, the big picture, and this is what upsets many people, this is really about, I believe in many ways, election year. There's a shaking going on in the nation right now prior to the elections in November. If we will just ask God for grace to expose the strategies of the devil, he'll cause his people to prosper even in the midst of famine. And that as things shake, may we have the opportunity to present the hope of the gospel to as many as possible.
Well, that's very well said. And as we wrap up this podcast, I'll give you the last word. I'll also encourage people to read the word for themselves in our article that accompanies this. And be sure to share it with others, because we need to get this word out. This isn't just about a podcast. It's not just about Jeremiah Johnson's ministry. This is important to the nation. It's important in the spiritual sense. And, you know, those of us who believe the Bible, who follow Jesus, who believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, are the ones who have the responsibility to stand in the gap. You know, sometimes people use that terminology, even though you haven't. So as we wrap up, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on today. You can follow us at jeremiahjohnson.tv. But let's just have a short word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, We just ask, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, that you would continue to dismantle and destroy and overthrow, uproot and tear down every demonic agenda in America. God, we just ask, Lord, that you would strengthen our faith. Thank you for allowing us to inherit a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Lord, we lift up our brothers and sisters who are hurting, who are experiencing trauma. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. As we humble ourselves, as we repent of our sins, God, you will heal our land. And we say, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
And I say amen, and I thank you for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network, and thank you to Jeremiah Johnson for your very important ministry and this very important word. Tune in again tomorrow on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.